This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Busy, busy, busy edition of What's On Your Mind. We're going to call this Let's Get Back to Business edition of What's On Your Mind. Come on. I'm going to give you a health warning. CDC should put this on their website. Watching CNN or MSNBC is dangerous for your health, for your mental health. I'm looking at it right now. Coronavirus pandemic. They got this big thing on the bottom of the screen. Over on the right-hand screen, 9 million cases totally across the globe. 489,000 deaths in the U.S. Oh, 2 million cases.
Cases! There's cases!
California, Texas, Florida set records for new infections. They got mayors on. They are hyping this thing. You know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen? One very simple thing they're doing. Trust me on this one thing. This is their dream to defeat Donald Trump as president of the United States. This is all about a political weapon against the president. Same thing with the protesters and statues coming down and everything else. Will it work? I don't think so. But that's what it is. So do you want to get wrapped up around that? Do you want to get mad at that? Forget it. It's their game. Ignore it. It's ridiculous. The best thing you can do, to combat this is to get back to normal. Now, I don't even have to add this caveat, but I will. Be smart about it. No different than if somebody said, gosh, it's a bad flu year. Should I get the flu shot? Should I, whatever, you know. It's the flu. Now, I can hear the health Nazis now. It's going to be, how could you say that? There's not a vaccine. There's not a therapy that's been tested, proven. I get it. I'm looking at the mortality rate. I'm looking at the percentage of chances you can get this. I could spend the show reading from flattenthefear.com.
Boy,
flattenthefear.com.
I heard that on Hugh Hewitt. I checked it out this morning. Fantastic.
It is.
It's a great site.
And if you go to flattenthefear.com, there's stat after stat after stat. I'm going to read one every day at least, but I encourage you to go there and check it out. It just puts it into perspective. When you lose context, when you get wrapped up about one thing, that fear, by the way, do you think that's a pure thing? You think fear is a good thing? From a faith perspective, do you think fear is no?
No.
Fear is actually, I don't want to say a sin, but it's ungodly. Do not worry. Do not worry. I take care of the birds. I know every blade of grass. I know every star. I can count them all. I built all this. I built you. If I take care of the birds, you don't think I'm going to take care of you? That's the point. So we have got to get back. A listener sent a story today about trying to order 6 subs at Subway. And you can't order 6 because due to COVID, you can only do 4.
What?
And then they went to pick them up. Oh, we're closed due to COVID for cleaning from 11 to 1. At a Subway! I mean, people, this is just dumb. Now, a lot of these businesses are in fear, too, because they don't want the mob after them, right? They don't want, I went to Subway and they didn't have 58 canisters of hand sanitizer. Come on. Folks, this is up to us. Don't rely on anybody else. Don't wait for the president to fix it, a governor to fix it, a mayor to fix it. Fix it yourself. Fight the fear. Be smart, but fight the fear. And I'm telling you what. I'm a creature of habit. If I go to Lake Melissa or Lake Sally, it's not physically possible for me not to eat a Hotel Shoreham pizza. That's just how I am. I just have to do it, okay? I've got to have one. Many times, coming from Park Rapids to Fargo, I'll like beg the kids, can I call in an order and we'll just take it home? Go a little bit out of the way to, you know, find it. And I do.
And you should, and you can now
because
in Minnesota.
Because I'm a creature habit. But if I was like, I better not go there, because if I go in there, I'll see somebody, and then I'll have to go inside and say hi to them, and then there might be COVID in there. And you start talking yourself out of your own things. Guess what? If I'm not going there, there's no more Hotel Shoreham. If I'm not going to PetroServe USA today and finding the best possible lunch special I can find, pretty soon they don't have the revenue to hire that incredible staff that cranks out that great food every day. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
This is essential. This is essential. If you demand this, if you demand this is the way things are, that's the way they'll be. The biggest problem businesses have right now is customers are not back. Why not? What's holding you back? Can you tell me? Tell me. I want to learn. I want to know. We got to get the oil industry back. We're going to talk to Lynn Helms about that today. Senator Kevin Cramer will be here. I have a couple of surprises for him. Some special guests that will be calling in to say hello, but we'll keep it a surprise. We're also going to spend a couple of minutes at the top of the hour talking about Sister Thomas Welder. Oof, incredible. And then I have a story about Father's Day and Father's Day weekend that I want to share with you as well. So all that coming up on the program. And I'd ask you to get as many of the youngsters in your family near the radio. Youngsters of, you know, whether they're using a Quran or all the way up to, you know, a laptop to talk a little bit about Father's Day. Because we didn't last week because we were, I don't know, I guess I forgot. I usually do the Father's Day sort of tribute and shout out, but tells you how crazy things are. See, we're getting out of our, what we do. All right, tell me what's on your mind. 258-0550. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here, too. He can answer about any question you throw at him. Let's see if we can challenge Todd today.
Really?
Yep. He can.
If I could answer that, Minneapolis wouldn't be making the mistake they're about to make. Oh, did I say that out loud?
Here's the question. I have another one for you that you can answer. Why is there no July 4th parade in Mandan, but there's I'm going to Rapid City for the President of the United States at Mount Rushmore?
Because you're not going to be in Mandan. You're going to be in Rapid City.
Yeah, but I mean, why are we canceling these things? I just saw that the Greater North Dakota Chamber of Commerce, which is an economic, you know, champion for businesses in North Dakota, speaks with a great voice. Respect everybody there. Eric and his team, they're incredible. They're doing a virtual policy summit coming up. Why? I'll be in Rapid City, and Governor Kristi Noem down there said, no social distancing. I want as many people as we can get to Rapid City, Mount Rushmore, to be able to see the president. So I don't
Should I play, like, on K-Fire on the 4th of July, that when the parade would have been going on? Should I just throw on, like, parade marching music for a couple hours?
I think you should. I think that, there you go. You've answered it well.
So it's a virtual parade. Just Kevin, march wherever you are.
Exactly. We need to do it. Kevin Flynn is here. Chris Larson, our producer. Leah has the social media stuff today. She found that nice email for me. And also live blogging at What's On Your Mind Twitter. So What's On Your Mind Radio Twitter, I think, isn't it? What's On Your Mind Radio on Twitter. Rich in Battle Lake, tell me what's on your mind. You're first to go today on the Friday Back to Business edition of What's On Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. I would like to see the flag create a new national opinion poll called the Flag Flyover Poll, and get it going, advertise it on those big monitors they got at Times Square and stuff like that, so the world can hear what the common folk in the middle think, because I'm tired of these other polls that are just... getting opinions from the Marxist universities and stuff like that, including Fox. I don't even understand what Fox is doing now, but is there some way you could get that going?
Yeah, it's an interesting idea because, of course, you know, that's why Donald Trump's president, right? The forgotten Americans in flyover country are what elected Donald Trump. And by the way, despite his flaws, which we all have, he is doing exactly what he promised he would do. So that's why the support for him is increased in forgotten America flyover country. So I don't know. I think polls are a joke now. I think they're just really kind of stupid.
Oh, great. Polls. I just posted one.
Well, that's an online poll. I'm saying these polls where they're trying to say, who has a landline anymore? Who's answering the calls? And I know they say they use cell phones. If you called me to ask me a poll question on a cell phone, you'd get the quickest hang-up in history. So I don't know where they're getting it. And I know the polls were wrong last time, so I don't really care. Nonetheless, you've got a good idea, Rich. You've got a good idea. Maybe we can...
Have a good day.
Yeah, you bet. Take care. Chris, what's on your mind? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, I'd say that, though. Flowers in Spirit Township are beautifully adorned with beautiful petals, too, not just the birds. So
they are. Where'd they come from?
God made them.
Exactly right. You can't look at a flower and not believe in God, right? Just think about that. And it, you know, dies in the winter, comes back in the spring. Yeah, I'm with you.
So one thing I was thinking is I know it's great that we're talking about all the frustrations we have, everything, but when it comes down to it, shouldn't we be talking about voter registration? People need to be registering to vote. No one's talking about getting out, getting registered, getting ready to actually put our money where our mouth is and get our vote in.
Yeah, I don't know where you're from, Chris, but there is not voter registration in North Dakota, so people will just go vote. But everywhere else, you're absolutely right, and, you know, November should be the prize. Good point. More coming up.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command Tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
It's time to relax. With a jug of North Dakota sweet crude liqueur, at the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store. And go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota sweet crude. North Dakota sweet crude, a great way to finish your day.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What's on Your Mind continues. Hi, folks. Scott Hannon here. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. Get those kids around the radio now. Get the kids around the radio. Cran? Am I saying that right? I feel like I'm saying it wrong. Cran? Like a crayon, like a, you know, a
Cranberry?
A coloring crayon?
Oh, crayon.
Crayon?
Yep.
Would you say more crayon than crayon?
Crayon, yeah.
I think we must have had slang in Montevideo. Crayon. you know, the crayon age all the way up to laptop. Gather them around the radio for a little Father's Day lesson here. I hope you enjoy it. Right now, though, I'm thinking about Country Fried Steak, so give me a minute. 12th Avenue North location of Petroserve USA Fargo, Country Fried Steak. Valley City pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine. Harwood, two Sloppy Joes and chips. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Sloppy Joe with mac and cheese. Oh, my gosh. All lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. And, of course, at every Petroserve USA location, every Valley Dairy location, the 4-for-4 deal, the pizza, the two cookies, the soda, the coffee, 4-for-4. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, and the cheapest fuel in North Dakota. You can fill up guaranteed cheaper every time, unleaded 88, the lowest price fuel. We're going to be there next Thursday at the Valley City Petroserve USA, exit 292. Having some fun, kicking off the July 4th weekend. I'll be on my way to Rapid City. Black Hills, going to be great fun there next week. Okay, here's the quick lesson, then back to the calls. Last Friday, I didn't get a chance to give shout-outs to dads. And we usually, you know, say, hey, if you got a dad you want to salute, make sure you do it. So I apologize for that, and if you were waiting for the dad story, feel free to lay it on us anytime. Any day is a good day to talk about your parents. But our daughter has been home from college since spring break. So she will be a senior next year. And so, you know, when you're a junior in college, your idea of spring break isn't exactly hanging with mom and dad.
No.
No. And so it's been kind of a tough slog for her all the way through. And there's still uncertainty about what they're going to do next year because the school she goes to is full of snowflakes. In fact, I think they invented the term. But anyway, I digress. She gave me my Father's Day card last night.
Okay.
And, you know, we were crazy all over. Father's Day was in about 7 different parts and different places and everything else. So she, the card's there, laying on my pillow. And I opened the card, and I'm going to read the card. The reason I'm going to read the card is not because I want you to think that, you know, everything she says is, accurate and that I'm some kind of superhero. I don't want you to think that at all. It's not about me. I'm not trying to make this about me. I'm trying to convey to the youngsters in our audience that if you will just take a moment, whether it's Father's Day, whether it's Mother's Day, whether it's any time of year, to jot a note, hand write a note, do it in crayon, do it in, type it up, write it up, whatever. Could be on a napkin, it doesn't matter. It's the thought, it's the words that count. It's just, I'm telling you, this last night after a crazy day was like somebody handed me, you know, zillions of dollars. And I'd much rather have this than zillions of dollars. These are the things that matter. These are the things you take with to the next life. So she says, Dad, happy Father's Day to the best guy I know. You are an absolute gift to me and our entire family. And life would be terribly boring without your jokes, sense of humor, opinions, and witty one-liners. You should know, I'm digressing here a moment, but every one of those is met with, raised eyebrows and rolling eyes and everything else. Yeah. So it's good to know that they hit home once in a while. You are the most passionate, kind, generous, hardworking, and brilliant person I know. And I look up to you in so many ways. Thank you for loving me, supporting me, challenging me, and eating all of the sweet treats with me. We're kind of the sweet tooth in the family. You are one of a kind, and you make the world a better place just by your existence. I'm so grateful to have spent so much time together these past few months. Love you, Hannah. In a little card that says King for a Day. Now, as a dad, I'm just going to tell you, dads, I think many of us lay awake sometimes at night and wondering if we've been a good enough parent. Have we taken the time to be present? Have we taught the right lessons? Have we challenged when a challenge was necessary? Have we loved when a love up was necessary? It's just what parents do. But to get a note like that from this little girl, it's just very special. I hesitated reading it, and I asked Chris and Leah, should I read it or should I not read it? Because I didn't want it to sound like I was trying to say, hey, look at me, what a great dad I'm. But I really want I want kids to know that's so important.
Well, and you've got to know just by reading that that you're doing something right.
It does.
And that's good for you and Murray, too.
Yeah, I mean, it helps it helps you in that way and say, okay, because like I say, you kind of wonder sometimes.
Check the wind,
like
yeah.
That. You know, kids, here's what I want to tell you. Your mom and your dad, I always say my dad was the best dad he knew how to be because there were challenges there. All right, and you know, alcohol might have been a factor, but my point is this: he was a good dad. He's who I am because I am who I am because of him. So I can't say, you know, that was bad. So no parent's perfect, but if you can take the time to say thanks for the things that have made a difference for you, it speaks volumes and helps them be a better parent. So just take the time to do that if you can. I had to do that after reading that last night. So pretty special. All right, let's see who is next here. Rod in Bismarck, what's on your name? Your mind, rather, Rod.
Well, I was just referring to the Minneapolis situation. And I know Dalvin Cook and a lot of the athletes are holding out for more money. But I'm wondering who's going to pay the bill. Because if you don't have a police force in Minneapolis and St. Paul area, I don't think there's going to be very many caravans going to the professional ball games to help support and enjoy things, because it's kind of scary to take a family to a place that has no law and it's run by a bunch of renegades.
Very good point. Very good point, Rod. And you know what? I just see today the Minneapolis City Council took the first official step in ending the police department. So they're still down this path. And if you look at, you know, the career backgrounds of every city council member, there is none. Their career is community organizers. Here's my thought on that. Let them. If Minneapolis is that stupid, fine. Do you think you or I or anybody else will attend anything? Baseball, football,
nope.
Hockey? You know, you think we're going? Fine.
Nope.
You know, all that's going to do is drive out more common sense people that kind of want to help build, you know, better parts of Minnesota or North Dakota or South Dakota. The heck
with it. Yeah, I would think the business people at the Mall of America would get together and start screaming to the top of the wall.
Are they even open yet? They've not even been able to be open yet for fear of civil unrest.
I mean, that's Bloomington, not Minneapolis.
That, that would make sense there.
Yeah, it's crazy. Glad you called, Rod. Thank you so much. I appreciate it very much. Gene, what's on your mind? You're next, 800-228-0550.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. You were asking, you know, are we going to be planning to do something different? The Great American Outdoors Act. Now, do you remember a few years ago when the state of North Dakota was going to set up this fund?
Yes. Measure 5. Horrible idea.
Back after the break.
Ducks Unlimited. I was behind that fund. And, you know, that's the... Oh, we get warm and fuzzies for Ducks Unlimited. Political organization. Political organization. Use their power to... fun tree huggers is what they do. That's what they are. Gene, we'll let you finish on the other side of the break, but don't go away. Chad and Fargo, Fred and Wing, Lynn Helms coming up too. Don't go away.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108. You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Several U.S. states now slowing or in some cases reversing their efforts to reopen their economies as the coronavirus surges again, especially in the southern U.S., with record daily numbers of new cases being reported. Some places that had been in the middle of phased-in reopenings are still going to let businesses open with limited capacity and other restrictions. In other areas, businesses like bars and gyms that were going to be allowed to reopen are now going to have to wait.
I'll have you check your gauntlets in place and check your three tabs as well, please.
That's the sound as two American astronauts are taking a spacewalk outside the International Space Station at this hour.
So, both gauntlets are in place and tab checking in work.
Copy.
It's the last of a series of spacewalks to replace solar batteries on the ISS. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
H.A. Thompson and Sons. There are a lot of options out there, and even, I dare say, some scams or things that are not as advertised related to helping you zap the bugs that might be in your... I'm not talking about, like, mosquitoes, not those kind of bugs. I'm talking about pathogens. I'm talking about mold spores. I'm talking about odors. I'm talking about a whole wide range of viruses, including coronavirus or COVID-19 and its spread. And people are very sensitive right now to the possibility of those. So what do you do to, again, bring customers back? That's the theme of our show today. Bring it back. Let's go. Come on. Let's go back to work. Let's get to work. Let's do it. Let's come back and eat at that restaurant. Well, H.A. Thompson & Sons has 100-plus years history in picking winners. So when they partner with somebody, they do it, and they do it well. And they've searched the earth for the best products out there that are actually, for your home, very easy to install to your HVAC system, and not too complicated on the commercial side as well. So give them a call or go online, hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com, or call 701-234-9889 and ask about those. Tell them Scott sent you. Lynn Helms from the Department of Mineral Resources in just a moment here to talk about getting folks back to work with that brilliant idea of taking care of a problem that's been around for a while with orphan wells, with some of the CARES Act funding, and at the same time putting people back to work. Plus, we'll get the latest on April, May, how things are looking in the oil industry, so stay tuned for all that. Gene, go ahead and finish your comment on what we can do different.
Well, you're talking about bringing it back. I'd like to see things brought back, but I want to see things kept back, and I'm talking about the Great American Outdoors Act that was passed in the Senate. This is the same thing that North Dakota voted down 20-80 because of land that's sold to the federal government is not taxed. Those taxes don't disappear. They are transferred to the people that are left. Think of the 4-H clubs, the FFA clubs, that are just wasting their time because there's $900 million going to be set up in this fund. 40% of that will be used to buy private land and put in the hands of the federal government.
It's a fair question, and Senator Kramer's here next hour, so let's bring it up with him. We'll do it, okay, Gene? Appreciate the call. And Chad and Fargo, I know you've been waiting a long time to talk about an upcoming event. Let's get you in real quick here, and then Justin and Fred, hang tight. We'll get to you, but I got to get to Lynn here. Chad, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I'll be quick. Yeah, I just wanted to bring everyone's attention to an event that's coming up, hopefully breathe some fire back into the right wing, though it's not specifically for, you know, people that are just conservative. What the event is in, Richmond, Virginia, and it's going to be about signing a declaration of reformation. Now, this is just to kind of put into words how people that voted for Trump felt that, you know, right, we're from the flyover country and the coastal elites aren't hearing us or don't care what we have to say. So this is for folks that feel like that, and maybe that Trump hasn't been coming through on all of his promises, certainly with birthright citizenship. That should have been done day one. But that's all I wanted to say, and hopefully right after that, maybe I can come and report on your show about it. I plan to do it.
Chad, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. And call again when we have more time to chat. Lynn Helms is here. He's the director of the Department of Natural Resources in North Dakota. Great to have Lynn here. Our theme of the show today, Lynn, is bring things back. You know, bring the jobs back, bring the customers back. Let's get rolling here. The national media clearly is cheerleading. Worst day in entire COVID for positive cases and all the bad news. I know we're smart about all this in North Dakota. We take it seriously. We take our own health seriously, but we don't need anybody else to tell us to be scared. But they're certainly trying. So you've got, I think, in this CARES Act and this wonderful plan that you guys helped to shape, a wonderful example of coming back and putting, 1,000 people to work right away? Tell us about this one.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. And, thank you for that introduction. I want to start by thanking our congressional delegation for getting behind the CARES Act and making sure that North Dakota got a portion of that money. And then our folks up at the Capitol at OMB, they looked at this project and sent it through the Emergency Commission. The legislators did the right thing. They approved the two phases of this project, and the budget section approved it as well. So we're going to start with $33 million. We identified about 400 wells that were orphaned in North Dakota. They used to be abandoned, and they sooner or later were going to get plugged and reclaimed. But when the pandemic came along, the financial situation, the oil price collapse, all of that flipped them into orphaned wells. They don't really have a home. So we're going to start with $33 million. We're going to put 30 North Dakota oil field service small businesses to work. They've got around 550 employees, and they're going to spend 6 months plugging those orphaned wells. So they will be gone for good and off the books. And then phase two is going to start within a couple of weeks of that, and that will be to return that land to ag production. So somewhere around 2,200 acres is going to go back to farmland, pasture land, restored to where it was before the oil well was put there. And that's going to put another 300 to 600 people to work. So all in all, about 1,000 North Dakotans are going to get to go back to work. And we're really excited to get this program underway. We're already out for bids with an RFP on the plugging work, and we'll be following up right after the holiday with one for the reclamation work.
Tell me what an orphan well is.
So an orphan well is a well that hasn't produced in some time, and due to a corporate bankruptcy or lack of funding, the inability to get a plugging and reclamation bond, the well becomes a pure liability, and the company has no assets, no capital, no cash flow to plug and reclaim that well.
And so in other words, it's a problem. Somebody has to fix it. Where's the dollars for it? And in this case, you have the dollars, you fix a problem thanks to the COVID relief, but you also keep people employed. And that's the big thing in the oil and gas industry. It's not like a restaurant that closed for 3 months. The amount of job loss in the oil industry, do you have a rough number? Do we know how many people have been laid off or furloughed in the industry?
Yeah, it's massive, Scott. So as of a week ago, our cumulative unemployment in the oil and gas service sector was 9,700. And that was before the PPP program expired. So that number is going to keep climbing. Here's our opportunity to take, the best of the best, the really skilled workers that we're going to need when oil turns around next year, and keep 1,000 of those people getting paychecks, taking care of their families, shopping in those local small towns in western North Dakota, and serving our economy, getting our economy back up and running.
Yeah, no, this is the way it's supposed to work, and it's a good thing. I know that's been a big challenge in the areas where people have been, wanting those wells taken care of, and they're not there. And again, finding somebody now, a lot of these are been around a long time, right? In other words, we have different rules now. If you drill a well and you abandon a well, there's a bond, there's other things, but these wells predated any of those requirements. Am I right?
Yeah, they sure do. 70% of these wells were drilled prior to 1985. They date all the way back to the early 1950s. When, we really didn't have robust oil and gas regulation, bonding requirements, plugging requirements, reclamation requirements in the state. The very first rules along those lines came in 1983. So we're dealing with stuff that's 70 years old, and it's long past time for that land to be returned to productive agriculture use. And by next year, that's going to happen.
And that's great to hear. It really is. I think that's a win-win-win all the way around. Now, the key thing here is that there's opportunity for folks that are looking for work. So if individuals are looking for work, do they need to wait until somebody wins the bids and then actually as the company takes this on, apply to them? Or can they tell me a little bit about how these people directly that are looking for jobs can find out about this?
Yeah, you're right, Scott. You hit the nail on the head. So we're planning to award bids on July 10th, and so people are going to be wanting to watch that and contact the winners looking for work. And we've taken a look at what kind of jobs are going to be out there. It takes 15 different jobs to plug a well. So you need everything from workover rig crews to cementing crews, tool hands, welders, water haulers, oil truck drivers, and anchor testers. Takes 15 different jobs just to get a well plugged, and it takes a dozen different jobs, everything from roustabouting to operating a blade in order to reclaim that site. So lots of opportunity for skilled labor out there, and that's really the economic sector that we need to be working on. Those are the salt of the earth people that will be longtime North Dakota citizens, and we need to do everything we can to keep them here.
Yes, there's no question about it. When do you think that there's going to be competition again for the worker, that skilled, awesome, person at the well site doing all the hard work that makes this industry go? When do you think we're going to get back to a tight labor market? What's your best guess?
We seriously don't see that in the oil and gas sector until, maybe the second half of next year. It may even take till the first quarter of 2022. This price that we're at is lingering, and the oil storage is full. And as you can see, the airplanes really aren't back to full service, and people are kind of sitting where they're sitting. We're not seeing a lot of uptick in travel and that sort of thing, and so we've got a lot of oil in storage, and we got to burn through all that. And unfortunately, we may burn all the way through the 2021 budget cycle without the kind of price that it takes for our oil and gas operators to budget for drilling and completions again. So it'll be late next year before we really see any kind of robust activity growth.
Hang tight, Lynn. We'll continue our conversation on the other side of the break, talk about the latest numbers and where things are at with rigs and drilling and all that. Brought to you today in part by our friends at Coast Materials. They have immediate openings, too, right now. Ready-mix truck drivers, if you have a current A or B CDL, Fargo or Grand Forks positions, excellent pay, benefits, safe, reliable equipment. Relocation assistance is also available. Become part of the Coast team. Coast KOSTmaterials.com or call.
Everybody knows two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ram Jack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to RamJackNorth.com. That's RamJackNorth.com.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Hometown cooking. Nothing like it. And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you. That's right. They're open and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4-for-4 special every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink, yours, for just $4. 4-for-4, come on in to PetroServe USA.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Brought to you in part today by our friends at Piper's. Thinking about a machinery auction in the future, I would get on the calendar of Piper's quick. They found a great secret sauce, I call it, that really brings the records that they are breaking, even in the COVID era where you're having to do online. You know, earlier they were doing online only. Now they're doing a mix of online and in person. But they've got it figured out. So equipment auctions, think Pipers before you think anybody else. And that may be different than you thought in the past, but I'm telling you, just talk to the folks that have done it. Robinson, North Dakota, they've got a farm retirement equipment and antique auction coming up. That's at the Olson Farm in Robinson later in July, be July 25th.
the Upper Midwest Online Machinery Auction. It'll be a timed one, July 28th, a lot of good equipment there. And the Wentz Farms and Machinery Retirement Auction, Baker, Montana, on the calendar as well. On the land side, I see Burley County has the spot for some acreage. There's Morton County, 450 acres. Coming up soon, also in Pierce County, North Dakota, so some great land auctions as well. Check it all out, pipers.com, or call them at 877-700-4099. Back when more with Ron Ness, Ron Ness, he's the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Len Helms is the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. Maybe I'm thinking Ron Ness because I'm thinking of the Bakken Restart group that is that working group that has come up with the idea of a Bakken Restart, how to do it. A lot of folks involved in this, which I think is a great idea, yourself included, Len. One of the ideas that came out of that that working group was to say, can we go line by line on every regulation that touches the oil and gas industry and just revisit it? Do we still need it? What is the impact on the industry? What is the benefit we get from it? What do you think you're going to find through that process?
Well, that's a great question, Scott. And I think people are already finding things that can be improved greatly. The Bakken Restart Task Force divided the workload up into three areas. One is a smart restart, and that's down the road. We're talking about what are we going to do the end of this year, the early part of next year, to get the remaining 5,000 shut-in wells back up and running. Is there some way to incentivize the wells that produce the most jobs? And then in the meantime, things like what we just talked about, the CARES Act money, we've got the stimulus effort. And then in the third area that we're looking at is regulatory relief. And we've heard some great ideas from the Department of Environmental Quality, from the Public Service Commission, from the Water Commission, and from right here at Oil and Gas about fees that can be waived, about processes that can be shortened, about things that maybe could be eliminated that interfere with operators getting water permits. And so there's a lot of work going on there. It's still pretty early, so I don't have a lot of details, but I can tell you that the primary agencies, including trust lands, that deal on a day-to-day basis with the oil and gas industry, are all immersed in that review, and we're going to meet again later today and talk about what we found and what we think we can do in terms of regulatory relief.
There are about 16,000 wells in North Dakota that produce oil. How many of those are shut in right now due to the downturn in the price of oil and the economic meltdown of the country?
Well, as of the beginning of this week, about 5,000 of those wells were shut in. That's an improvement. That number's down from the worst week, which was the third week of May, when we saw over 6,800 wells shut in and about 475,000 barrels a day. So we think we're currently at about 5,000 or a little bit less and about 405,000 barrels a day that's shut in. One of the efforts we're making in the Bakken Restart Task Force is to identify which wells those are, and is there some way to target the ones that are going to produce the most jobs and incentivize those wells coming on early as opposed to late.
Let's give me your outlook on the the April numbers. We have those in now, and what you think May's going to do. Where are we at on production? I think last time we talked seriously about this, we thought we're going to dip below a million barrels a day at some point. We're obviously still tracking for that. About when and what do the numbers look like?
Yeah, so we're still expecting the May numbers to come in below a million. We saw the largest percentage and the largest absolute drop ever in history in March to April. Oil production dropped 15% month over month and gas 13%, and that had never been seen before. We actually think May is going to be equal to that or worse, and that's going to lead us up to that third week of May when the price really was going nowhere and we were still feeling the effects of those zero oil prices and low natural gas prices. After that, we think we'll start recovering. So June should be an improvement in July. May, that third week of May, should have been and should be the bottom of everything that happened. And as you recall, we had the COVID pandemic, and then we had that triggered the price war between Saudi Arabia and Russia. And so the price we're seeing today is still COVID demand destruction. We got rid of the price war effects. That's always a threat out there. But we're still at only $36 a barrel for North Dakota crude. And that'll return wells to production, but it will not bring back frack crews or drilling rigs.
What will? What's the number going to be?
It's got to be $45, yeah, right. Scott, and yep. And so we're a good ways from that. We got to burn through all that oil storage, and like I said, we're looking a year out to get there.
Hold on 1 second, Len. We'll just finish off after the break here, folks. Back with more after this.
Ryan Lee is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.